This is Councillor David Foley, City of Joburg, Shadow MMC of Groot Corporate and Shared Services. The Democratic Alliance is renewing its call for the dissolution of the Joburg Water Board. The organisation has once again been shaken by another massive waste of money in what seems to be a tender scandal unlike anything we've seen in recent years. In a concerning revelation from a meeting last year between councillors and Joburg Water, it emerged that the entity had appointed three contractors to supply water tankers to the City of Joburg in times of crisis. Two of these contracts alone were awarded to the value of 263 million. To put this into perspective, the average cost of a water tanker is 1.5 million. Based on these figures, the city could have purchased 175 tankers outright, permanently securing this vital resource. This could be an in-house solution which could foster employment within the entity and, of course, the city. The limited scope of the services provided by these contractors is also questionable. I've written a letter to the MMC of EISD and the MMC of Groot Corporate Shared Services with a reminder to ask them to investigate their regularities around this tender appointment. Both companies, Nutanox and BuiltPro, did not meet all the requirements highlighted within the tender application and could also not show owned assets of water tankers, but rather appear to be a middleman hiring tankers from other companies. This does not bode well for the governance reform agreed in the 2024 turnaround strategy. It is time for the City of Joburg to adopt a more pragmatic and transparent approach to managing its water resources, investing in permanent infrastructure, enhancing governance, and eliminating undue political influence are essential steps towards ensuring reliable and equitable water access for all. Anything less is an abdication of responsibility to the people of Johannesburg. The costs, deviations, and irregularities around the tender are further putting service delivery at risk in the City of Joburg. Good governance needs to begin in the offices of the executive and ensure the appointed boards of entities, along with the bidding, tender, and evaluation committee, are holding to the guidelines as required by the Municipal Finance Act, as well as the Structured Act. Thank you.